easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
But I wrote it easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy.
Welcome, everybody. All right, Easy Talk Live. We're doing it the easy way. I'm your host, EZ, Eric Zuli, here in Orange County, or Hollywood, or Vegas. I don't know where I am, but I am hitting you from the studio. No, I'm kidding. Guys, we're live from Easy Way Studios in Orange County, California. Easy Talk Live is the lifestyle entertainment connection show. So here we go. We got an awesome guest today. Man, fantastic. We'll be talking social media today. We'll be talking music. We're talking a lot of cool stuff. We got some great stuff in store. Man, we are moving and grooving in Orange County, guys. I'm telling you, we're bringing Hollywood to Orange County. We've had everybody. We have meetings set up with the co-founder of E! Entertainment. We have people, the executives from ABC, Disney. We have the top leading technology in mobile-centric rewards incentive technology. We are moving. Man, it's been a lot of fun. So, guys, if you're looking to do some stuff in Orange County, hit us up, 424-209-9290. Just did a fantastic event, really amazing event at Mission Viejo with the Special Olympics. And it was a lot of fun, man. We brought down co-founder of Entertainment, our board member, Larry Namer, Shelley Hunt, who's the founder of Women of Global Change. She's on the National Women's Political Caucus, and a couple other amazing people to greet the Special Olympians, along with myself. Keep forgetting about myself. To greet the Special Olympians, they're coming from Indonesia and Spain on the red carpet. First time ever, man. If you guys want to check it out, you can go to Easy Way B, as in boy, easywayb.com, and go to the news, go to broadcast, go to news. You'll see that post. Thank you to Shine On Hollywood Magazine for picking that story up, putting it on the first page of your magazine. That was really awesome of you guys. Thank you to Soul Central Magazine, Fan TV Global Networks, Blabwire, all of our partners, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, and just everybody that supports us, MDK Radio, Music That Pays Magazines. We love you guys. We're keeping it moving, guys. So we're going to go a quick commercial break. This is Easy Talk Live, only on Thursdays, 10:30. And get ready, guys, because we're about to do this live and direct in the studio. You guys will be able to come down to the studio, meet some of the stars and celebrities. We got a really amazing interview coming up with the producer of the biggest movie to come out, N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton. Yes, with Ice Cube. You guys know that N.W.A. They were like the originator of the whole gangster scene of hip hop. That new movie that's coming out, the actual producer is going to be doing an interview with us. We got some things going on with the United Nations, a whole bunch of great people. It's just going to get better and better. So this is a quick commercial break, guys. When we come back, we're going to have Mike Precise telling you guys all the tips and tricks about social media and all the wonderful things that he does. It's Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, EZ. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric EZ Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric EZ Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
All right, guys, and we are back. You guys are listening to Easy Talk Live. For those of you that are tuning in, maybe last minute, this is a lifestyle, entertainment, and connection networking type show. And we got a special guest today. This guy has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's doing his thing out there in the corporate industry, Hollywood, the music industry. He's killing it. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about him. His name is Mike Precise. At the age of 28, Mike Precise has held numerous vice president positions that has overseen the development of social media and various marketing strategies of today. His passion is to create awareness on how important social media is to optimize clients with SEO, SMO, and SEM. Well, we got to ask him what all those are. I know what SEO is, but we'll find out about the other ones. Marketing that creates maximum web presence web presence for whatever talent, services, or product that is being brought on the maximized internet substance. Mike Precise known of how serious social media business he deals with, and has spent years in learning the process of online reputation, which goes hand in hand with becoming not only an expert in social media, but also a reputation advisor. Suppressing all the negative Google on presence company and individuals may have acquired through the years. So currently he is a social media director of various artists and entertainment industries. Mike has begun the process of merging social media industry with the financial service industry. He believes the social media trends are always evolving. And Mike says that bringing a clear mind and understanding of a new innovative concepts and funneling systems create a huge conversation. And recently, Mike has acquired services with John Cornish, a senior marketing director for World Financial Group, Transamerica. That's funny, Mike. Welcome to the show. You there? How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. And you mentioned World Financial Group. One of our partners, one of our associations, is actually the consultant for World Financial Group. She's a big reason on why they've done what they've done. And so it sounds like we got some synergies going on there, man. So proud to have you on the show. We got a lot of people that are going to be listening to this. I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to know about – let's start out first and foremost I mean, my question is going into what I read is it said SEO, SMO, and SEM. What's SMO? And some people may not know what SEO is. So what do those stand for?
SMO is social media optimization. SEM is social engine marketing. And those two are, if they come in hand in hand, there's different ways you can, everybody always talks about your SEO, which SEO to me is, it's not dead, but I mean, everybody is doing SEO. You put a WordPress blog together, you get a nice little website, you add little backlinks, and you know, Google is automatically going to index you. So if they're automatically going to index you, SEO comes with a package. You just need to know how to monetize the SEO that Google already gives you. And so by creating different, you know, funnel systems and ways to take your search engine keywords and optimize those within your SEO marketing strategy, you can create a well enough traffic source that you can just keep monetizing and keep making money and keep getting exposure. I learned recently, from the ventures with Corey Holloman and my partner through My Social Fusion, we've actually got to, be a partner with Google, certified partner. And, Google is made for Google. So, I mean, if you think about it, every other application online today was an application set on Google, not for Google, but it was set on Google. But if you really start, get into the dirty stuff with, social media, and if Google was made for Google, you can only imagine the different secrets and stuff like that that Google Plus has. Because if people are only using their Facebook and Twitters and their Vines and their Instagrams for only their, marketing and social media exposure, they're really missing out on not only local traffic that they can get from the surrounding areas, but they're missing out on ways that you can be ranking and optimizing yourself through the Google platform, because in all reality, Google was made for Google. So, yeah.
I was so interested. I thought you were going to go more into Google and so that's you know, and Google's hit me up a couple times actually to invite me to some search, some search classes or search training, or I've gotten a 180 Fusion is a major company that we work with, and Google's one of their partners there, and it's like a different type of partnership program. They've been with them since the beginning. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I've definitely heard of them. This is the thing, Eric, and I want to make this so clear for your fans, because I know a lot of people that you mess with are on the internet, and this is the thing about Google: separate everything from everything else. If I wanted to, I could go into Facebook or Twitter and I could create an Easy Way page. I could. And there's no way to verify that. There is no verification on Facebook or on Twitter saying that these people are who they say they are. But through Google, your Google business can be verified. Now, that's a big step for being able to be on a platform where there is no verification at all, period. The only verification really there is are check marks and stuff like that. And with those check marks comes responsibilities and comes with, you know, different things that, you know, people believe that that check marks have. For instance, if you have a check mark, people think that if you have a check mark and you tweet to them, they're not going to tweet back, you know, and stuff like that. So verification is very important to know who you're talking to. So in order to be like, okay, well, if I can't be verified, if I can't have my account or my account on Facebook verified, I'm having problems, you know, getting verified through that, then why not just set up your business on a local scale, create local traffic for your business, and, you know, show up on Google Maps. Therefore, when people are checking Google, because let's be real, when people go on the internet and they search for Easy Way, they're searching Easy Way on Google. They're not searching Easy Way on Facebook. So if you go in and you verify that business on Google, then now you're going to start popping up on the whole map. So now when you go in and type in Easy Way Marketing or Easy Way Team on your local search, now Easy Way can start getting out local traffic that they're already getting. It's just going to make it a lot more visible on the internet, because now instead of going into the Google search engine, I can go into the Google Maps and type in Easy Way, and the business pops up. So there's a lot, and then also you get the green check, and then to make everything, you know, this cherry on the cake, you actually get to listen in on the phone call where you're being verified. So,
you said, did you mean green check or blue check? Because I know there's blue check on social media.
Yeah. There's a green check that comes with your business page. When your business page is verified, it's going to have it's just like Twitter, but it's going to have a green check on it. And then
on Google Plus.
Yes. And there's so many new secrets out with Google Plus, you know, like Google My Business and stuff like that, which is its own kind of app that allows you to just dominate the Google Plus presence by having your business verified. Verification is a very, very important factor on a lot of different angles. I mean,
I'm verified on Twitter, and recently I've gotten verified on Facebook, and people treat me different just because of that little check. That check's the powerful little you know, little badge.
Yes,
there.
It is. Yes, it is. It is, and you just have to know how to market it. Let me tell you, I've been in the music game for a long time. I offer a global distribution as well as a record label distribution type atmosphere, one with IMF, Indie Music Factory, and then one with Nation Noise. And I'll just take the IMF, for example. IMF is the number one leading music factory for independent artists, and it's proven. But the thing that a lot of people forget about is that when you have a distribution company, or yourself who introduces people to different platforms, it's those people that are being introduced and those people with the distribution companies that have to really buckle down and figure out how they're going to market what they've just got. Because a lot of people are wasting money on really, really small chump change type deals when in all reality there's certain things that they could do to take steps that would just launch their careers into outer space. And, you know,
you mentioned previously, you said My Social Fusion.
Yeah.
And I have a My Social Fusion account, but I don't know. I guess it went down or something. You guys are doing some maintenance or something like that. What is My Social Fusion to our listeners?
My Social Fusion is a social media company that's in Dallas. It's head over by Corey Holloman, which is a senior social media expert. When the social media was just now becoming into play, he was there. So one of the originators, I would say, as well as he owns the Social Media Press Kit, which is the ultimate tool in marketing yourself all in one place. Building traffic, following views, you know, anything that you're trying to, and it's just one place, and it gets rid of the EPKs. A lot of people now will set up a nice EPK, they'll a nice resume, and they'll, you know, they'll email it to somebody, but that's like 1987. A lot of people aren't doing EPKs anymore, and if they are, there's only two things really that could happen. One is that the EPK gets read and forgot about because it's not interactive. Or two, they never get it, hits the spam box, and maybe some of the people that are getting don't even know how to open a PDF. And you'll be surprised how many people don't know how to open a PDF. But the most important thing is that you can't market your EPK through social media technology. You just can't, unless the link is broadcast on a website or something like that. But usually they're non-active, and you know they're sent through email. But through this way, what you can do is you can put all your links, all your products, all everything about you, your resume in one central location, and you can market it through your social media platforms, and you're marketing your EPK. And so, I mean, that's a very strong, powerful tool that you don't have to sit and grab emails from everybody. You just grab the link, send them over that link, and boom, your EPK, your resume, your videos, your SoundCloud links, your Twitter links are all there. And so what that's going to do is that is going to increase your chances of whatever deal you're trying to do, that deal is going to have an increased chance of being in a positive manner because the way you presented yourself.
So it sounds like a simple way of digitally packaging your pitch to trying to close what you might be trying to close.
Basically. I mean, you know, as you being a an expert yourself, you going through 17 SMPKs or downloading 17 EPKs, what would you rather do? You know what I'm saying?
Of course, the simpler you can make it towards making it a simple pitch to what you're trying to do. Because everybody's trying to get substance and trying to advance themselves to better situations, and they're always trying to step up that ladder. And anything that can be a real simple format. Because, you know, I'll tell you guys, being in the industry, you know, being the chair of as a couple of things that I'm involved in, you know, chair of the United Nations Beverly Hills Press Corps. You know, we own the biggest studio in Orange County. We've been established with some of the biggest brands in Hollywood in the corporate industry. I'm giving you guys some advice on the simpler that you can make your pitch, the simpler your close is going to happen. So this sounds like a pretty cool vehicle, and you know, so let's go into a little bit more, Mike, about, you know, who you are and some of the obstacles that you might be facing or you have faced in doing all of this. And then, you know, how did you become an expert? What type of things did you do to learn to become an expert?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. Well, I'll start with the last question. I learned I was an artist at first, like yourself. You know, you're one of the first people I met out here. And I was an artist out with a company. I'm not going to name any names. And I didn't know anything about the social media life, or I couldn't tell you what a Twitter is from a Vine blog. I didn't know anything. And I got a following of 30,000 followers. And I thought I was just the coolest thing ever, man. I was walking around telling everybody I got 30,000 followers. Nobody can mess with me. Because that's, you know, this is how it works. I'm from Texas, not born out. Yeah, I was never raised out here in this Hollywood life, so I didn't know anything about it. Well, my 30,000 followers in 2 weeks went down to 25,000 followers, and that 25,000 followers went down to 20,000 followers, and it kept going and going and going. And I was like, what's going on? And so I kind of learned and wanted to know why my followers are dropping and what was going on. And finally, I figured out the secrets behind why things happen, what you're supposed to look for, why do people do the things they do on social media, and then is it cost effective? And it's for people who are talking about buying views and buying likes and stuff like that. Organic is the way to go. But let me tell you something. Everybody in this game are using boosting mechanisms. They don't, they're lying, and if they haven't, then they will. But the reason for that, it's not because of the followers. It's not. It's because of the reach that you're able to get after those followers are taking place. Now, to understand, you know, the Twitter concept and the ratios and the algorithm and stuff like that, you have to understand, you know, what is all involved and what you're supposed to see, and I know all that. So since I knew all that and I started to study and I started to, you know, dig into what I didn't know, I found out all the known things and, you know, just used it for my advantage and helping other people out, because this social media game can devastate and can ruin a career in a heartbeat. You know, it takes years to build a reputation, but it only takes a second to lose it. And so to be able to say, okay, there's somebody out there who can help me fix my problem, that's what I'm here to do. You know, I'm not, yeah. And then, you know, for me being legally blind, it's been very, very hard in this music industry. I haven't really witnessed the L.A. Hollywood life like I wanted to, because I just can't drive and I can't see. So a lot of things I've been doing is in-house and, you know, networking. But, you know, with me being blind and not being able to, you know, move freely like I want to, whatever, giving me a blessing that I've never thought I'd ever experience. I've been able to move up the ranks in this entertainment world very, very quick. I've got very mad connections with Hype Magazine, XXL, Source, you know, and so when we're talking about, you know, maximizing your exposure, it's monstrous. It's monstrous for everybody who's involved.
Congratulations on that. Hype Magazine, XXL, and Source are some of the biggest hip hop magazines. I know that.
Yeah.
We're actually partners with NowHipHop.com, which actually is the biggest on a ranking level. If you go to Alexa, they're like, 15,000 or 20,000 or something on Alexa. And they work in conjunction with all the hip hop opportunities and situations. So we should definitely talk about that. So you're basically. Correct me if I'm wrong, but do you think that your condition, your situation as being legally blind is a strong factor? I'm hearing a lot of background noise there, Mike, so it's kind of hard to kind of hear, so we don't want the listeners to hear all that. So do you think that that your condition, your situation in being blind is a strong motivational factor in why you've gotten so skilled in the mobile-centric and social media world, because that's really all you have time to do?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You hit it on the net. I mean, you couldn't even be more perfect than what you just said. You're absolutely right. I, considering the fact that I do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with no let-up at all, it gave me the ability to know what I'm talking about, first of all. The second of all, to come in, when the tough questions are need to be answered, I can answer them with a correct answer. As well as when I'm doing a job or I'm doing something for someone, I go all out. There is no half-stepping with anything that I do, because my whole goal is to get you to where you want to be. I mean, if I wanted to, like I said, focus on myself all day, but it's not going to get me nowhere. You know, I know what to look for and what to expect with this social media and how transparent things need to be in order for an artist or in order for a business to be seen on a global scale. And, you know, for any examples that anybody really needs, man, I mean, and not saying that I've done anything, but Eric, you've built an empire that is is ridiculous. I mean, the backlinks and the Twitter. So, like, anybody who's talking about social media, I mean, really could look at Eric's platform and say, this is what it is. This is what you need, because each individual thing that Easy Way is involved with, they've got a platform, and they've got backlinks to that platform, and they've got social media, you know, account to that platform. Which exactly is what you're doing is you're building your SEO 1, 2 and tier three tiers, and you're doing a phenomenal job. You know, you're pulling in, and then once you do all that, you know you're doing a phenomenal job. You're going to start seeing rankings on Alexa. You're going to start seeing rankings on, you know, your page checkers and stuff like that. You're going to start seeing traffic pull in from places that you didn't know traffic was, or traffic hasn't been, you know, there before, but what it is now. So everything that you're doing and setting up your social media and setting up your platforms is awesome. You know, so I would definitely say anybody who's looking for examples and anything that of social media, just Google Easy Way. For real.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And a big thanks goes to you. I mean, we've worked together for a while and you've helped a lot. Are you doing training seminars or classes or speakings or anything to where if people want to learn from you or they want to get some tips and tricks? That's something that I'm doing. We're in the development of really doing. We actually have a facility where we're going to start doing. It's going to be called Secrets of Social Media the Easy Way, or SOS, Secrets of Social Media.
Yeah.
You know, and are you doing any of that now? Are you looking to do that? How do people approach you or get at you? You know, should they want to hire a consultant or should they want to take a class from you of some sort? Because it sounds like you're definitely pretty knowledgeable, and I mean that's all you have time to do. Is this. And I also want to say this, too, and so please remember that question, but you guys got to understand something. And this is going out to all the people that say, oh, I don't need social media, I don't need mobile and stuff. I know for a fact that moving forward into 2016 and 17 and 18, the way that money is going to be exchanged is going mobile. If you're not mobile-centric, your business will fall. I guarantee it. If you're not social media savvy or inclined or backlinked in SEO and you're not technical, your business will fall. I have some of the top people in the corporate and Hollywood industry from a political standard all the way to entertainment, to you name it, approaching us now because of the transition of what this world is going to. The apps, if you're not app savvy, So those of you out there that are like, oh, I don't need this fandangled new technology. I don't need this. I don't need that. I got news for you. You do, and you really have no choice. That's where things are going. So you are listening to right now someone that does nothing but 24/7 learning more and more knowledge about how to get more business on a digital perspective. You're listening, you know, me as a host. You know, I mean, this is what we do. And we're taking the time to give you guys free advice. So hopefully you got your pen and papers out. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this interview. So, Mike, going back to my question, you know, you are savvy in this world, and you're very knowledgeable. Obviously, you've been doing this for – how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it hard for about 5 years, but, I mean, 5 years of nothing but books, nothing but.
Be careful, man.
So,
your health is very important. Speaking from personal experience, make sure that you remember that. So, are you offering any type of ability for people to you know, webinars or classes or trainings, or can people pay in any way to learn how to advance their business or learn tips and tricks for themselves rather than just hiring you? But do you actually teach people how to do it themselves? Are you doing anything like that? Are you doing any e-books or any of that type of stuff?
Yeah, yes, we are, actually. Matter of fact, I mean, I'm speaking, I definitely am interested in speaking out to the, in a live perspective, of course, on stage or whatever, but right now we're doing, if you go to the local guru, the, thelocalguroo, is .com, and you go on that site, get in a secret group, or we'll teach you how to verify your own Google Plus page, and of course there's a set fee and stuff like that. But the whole point is for you to get the knowledge how to set it up, And then also there's also chances for, you know, people, you know, to take classes and to become their own Google certified partner through Google Plus or, you know, different ventures through Google. I mean, there's opportunity everywhere. I would just say that for anybody who's interested in any kind of social media, you can just, you know, go to my Twitter at NP_Mike, and, you know, you can check me out and holler at me. I always get back to you on those on Twitter. And then let me say this, too. You know, when you talk about social media and you talk about, you know, exposure or whatever, you know, I've been able to make it. It's very funny, Eric. It's very, very funny to me. I've been able to make it through. That might not have been as easy as some, but I've been able to keep and move through the corporate ladder in the entertainment industry with being able to keep my image the way it is. And I love hip hop. I love music. I haven't changed my image for anybody in years because my true person comes out when you talk to me. And the reason why I present myself in ways is so that other people can identify and will be more comfortable in talking to me. Because if I come in a business with suits on and stuff like that, sometimes people get scared of that. And so I don't want to have anybody scared to talk to me or anybody wanting to think that if they talk to me, I'm going to charge them and stuff like that. So I want to be able to talk to these people and let them know on a level where, you know, I'm just like you. I know some things that you don't. Let me teach you what I know so that you can better yourself. And that's about it. I mean, most people, it takes a long while. And Eric told me this almost 4 years ago when I first came down here. He says it takes years to make it into a high position up in you know, the Hollywood industry, and he wasn't lying. You know, you weren't lying. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, they're not who they say they are or this and that, but I do know this, is that if you keep pushing and you keep believing in yourself, you're going to meet the right people, and also you're going to make those connections, because let's all be real, everybody in entertainment in the Hollywood industry are paying for connections. That's what they're paying for. So you're paying for it. So if I'm working 36, 48 hours a day or 2 days or whatever have you, and pulling in all these different contacts and information and creating different relationships with these people, and I get some phone calls or whatever, and somebody needs that, I'm going to be able to share that with them depending on who they are and how serious they are, you know, because it's nothing for me to give somebody a contact to help better their career. Because that's all, for me, all I want to do is see Easy Way on Entertainment Tonight and Eric Zulli on, you know, once I see that, man, that's going to make me smile. You know, once I see, you know, everybody that I've helped work reach their goals in life, that's what I'm about. I'm not about the, you know, I have a strong heart for everybody. Because you're right. You're absolutely right, Eric. If you are not digitally monetized, and you are, I mean, and let's not leave out Bitcoin, you know, and I noticed that Eric is part of Bitcoin as well, which is an awesome step, because yep, here pretty soon, there's not going to be any cash. There isn't. It's all going to be Bitcoin. And so, you know, that cryptocurrency is where it's at. And so that's a smart move, Eric, on your part, being able to see that, to take advantage of that in any way you know how, so that you can get a foot in the door with that Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is its own monster. It is.
Oh, yeah.
But let's be real though, Eric. If Walmart and Best Buy and all these guys are now accepting Bitcoin, something's going on.
Explain a little bit, Mike, if you could. Oh no, definitely. Like I said, guys, it's a new digital transition. A lot of things are changing, and you're really going to have no choice. And so my suggestion is learn as much knowledge in the digital industry as you can, because that's where it's moving to. That's your life. Explain a little bit about Bitcoin if you could, because some people may not know about it. And what is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency that is not taxed at all. And it's just, I don't quote me on it, but we were doing the research about 2 weeks ago, because myself, I do have a platform called MailPressor that has Bitcoin involved as well. And Bitcoin, like I said, is a cryptocurrency, non-tax. I guess I'm pretty, the government can't track it. As well as if somebody is trying to hack any Bitcoin servers, the way Bitcoin is set up, that if somebody blows up one server, it automatically picks up on the other server. So there would be no way for anybody to blow up Bitcoin or, you know, ruin a server. Bitcoin would die because Bitcoin is everywhere. Bitcoin is backed by anonymous, of course. And so when you're backed by an anonymous organization like that, that's all about, you know, free speech and all about, you know, making sure that the people's taxpayer and their money and all that is, you know, it's for them, not the government, then Bitcoin is the way is what you want to do. It's just simple. You know, I think a Bitcoin last 2 weeks, I could be wrong, but I think one Bitcoin was valued at $350 to $700 just for one.
Oh yeah, Bitcoin is definitely something that you want to check out, guys. And we actually do have a social media mobile centric application that is uses Bitcoin, and actually we're creating our own payment system, kind of like Bitcoin. It's pretty cool. I guess it's like a PayPal, or you can actually have an app, but become your own bank and be able to give incentives and rewards to.
Yeah.
Anybody you're trying to bring business into, and there's a lot more that goes into it. But the more you guys follow us, you'll learn about what we're doing. I also want to point out, guys, and actually we got a quick commercial break. I got to throw a couple commercials in there. Mike, hold on 1 second, and we'll be right back.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitan Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
All right, guys, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm not going to play that whole commercial, but we're coming back to the show. And Mike, thank you so much. It's been awesome. So we're gonna flip this up a little bit, and I have one other question for you that I think is really important to those baby boomers out there, and those people that still may not believe. With your expertise, what would you have to say to the non-believers of the digital world?
Get off the internet. Get off the internet. Your competitors are all paying for paid advertising. So if you're not going to pay for advertising, get off. Somebody else will. You're never going to be. If you are competing, you're competing with everybody on Google. And, you know, keywords, backlinks, all that stuff. And people, the only reason why people are ranking number one for certain things is because they are paying for advertising. That's it. That is all. If you're not going to pay for advertisers like your competitors are going to beat you. It doesn't matter about how many numbers you have. It's about how many sales you have. I could care less about a million followers, because out of that million followers, how many people spent money with you? But on the back end, if you've got a million followers and you're with a network that is going to market your links to the right people so they download or they buy, that is what you need. That is what brings the social media conversion together, is to have the social media platform optimized for your reach. And then once you're starting to promote your link is being reached to the people that would want to buy and listen to it.
You're great. Yep. Very well explained. I appreciate that. And I mean, I always say, guys, my brain's not working. It sometimes this happens to me. Sorry. Okay, I'm gonna give myself a buzz. That's bad. Okay. It's all about it's about thank you. All right. Monetizing. Now remember this clearly, guys. Pull out your pens. Pull out your cell phones. That's the digital world. Sorry. Pull out your cell phones or your watches. Some watches have this too, which is pretty cool now. It's all about monetizing the masses. I came up with that myself. That is what this the entire economy is what it's about, monetizing the masses. And what that means is all of this has resulted around numbers and eyes and eyeballs and ears. And the monetizing is the money that will pay for those eyeballs and those ears. The masses is how many eyeballs and ears. Okay? That's what this all boils down to. And there's a thing called the sharing economy. And the more you guys follow us, the more you're going to learn how to share and get into a sharing mindset as a business and make money together versus the general corporate mindset of I'm your boss or this is how much you're getting salary, whoop, 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 whoop. The sharing economy is an $800 billion industry. And if you study the sharing, this is my advice to you guys, because you listen to my show, you're tuning in, you're supporting us, you're hashtagging the easy way. So the sharing economy is something I suggest you go to YouTube and you type in sharing economy, because it is the new wave of the future. And the more you follow us, you'll see what we're doing with our app and what we're doing with our studio. I also want to remind you guys, if you're looking for studio time, if you're looking for production, if you're looking to get commercials done and infomercials and music videos and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we own the biggest, largest studio in Orange County, and we are doing something that nobody is doing. Our platform is based upon social media numbers, and based upon your numbers, you can get value. So something that would cost $5,000-something, sorry guys, my cell phone's in the background, and I'm sorry. I don't know if you're whoever you are, man, stop. You're messing up my train of thought. Okay, if you basically have social media numbers and you wanna shoot something that may cost $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, you wanna shoot a movie, we have a music studio where you can actually create your stuff, you can do your music video, then we can help you market and monetize. You know, call me Eminem, just kidding. We are opening that ability. And we'll be launching this really soon, and it's gonna be in Orange County, not in Hollywood and Los Angeles, but we are opening the ability for you to create content that can help sustain and create substance and help you monetize the masses. So remember what I said. Go back, rewind it, listen to it. This is all coming out here real soon. And so, Mike, my question to you, or actually we're going to play a little game here, okay? And if you get it wrong, you get the buzz sound. If you get it right, you get another sound. Before I go into this, so do you have any friends or family shout-outs? Do you have anything that you want to do? This will be about the end of the segment.
Yeah, man. Let me shout out to the Thousand Network. If you guys Google hashtag 1000 Network, you're gonna see the whole team, the Nerve DJs. Shout out to Nerve DJs. You guys go pick up that new Hot Boy Turk that came out with Lil Wayne. Are You Mad Yet? They got a new song called AV by AV the Great. It's called Small Giants, produced by Veli, which is Timbaland's producer. A lot of new music, man. Just hit my page, MP_Mike, and it's all good, man. We'll connect.
Awesome. Okay, so I don't know where I'm going to go with this. I'm freestyling this. I don't have anything written down, but this is something I'm playing with. It's called Hot or Not. And before I even go into it, so who do you want to be president, Mike? You want Donald Trump to win?
No, is this anybody, or is this just out of the people who are
other people that are running? I mean, our next president, we're gonna have somebody new.
Oh gosh, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't have really, a set you know, I don't really vote, really, you know. So.
Wrong answer. You need to vote, brother. You need. This is the person that's running our economy, running the United States. You know. It's all good though. Do some research. A lot of people are going. Going for Mr. Trump.
A lot of people are going for Mr. Trump.
Well, he's real.
A lot of people.
I wasn't. It trumped me when he was running for president. Okay, let's just say that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't for the whole Trump thing. But the more and more I watched and saw that he's very real, and it looks like he really, you know, doesn't. He's gonna say what he thinks is really real. He's not gonna try to sugarcoat things. And it seems like he really does want to do some things that can, let's just say, will shake up and stir some things up. So I'm not giving an endorsement on anything, but I am. Let's just say, guys, I'm interested. I'm watching him more and more. And you gotta be interested in who's gonna be running your country. your country. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I'm interested, but there's certain things on both sides that but like I said, man, for me, you know, it is what it is. You know, my one vote might count, might not, but whoever, may the best man win.
My next question to you is, and I brought you down to Roscoe's Radio when I used to have my channel and my show over there at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and you started circulating and networking and doing your thing, and I saw you were actually on the show. Snoop Dogg was on.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Congratulations about that.
Oh, yeah. So, no, that's, yeah, thank you.
So, and you were actually on that show as a guest. So that was pretty cool. You were a guest along Snoop Dogg. I want to point that out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Snoop Dogg mentioned something. Snoop Dogg mentioned something that sounded like it was almost okay for his son to smoke marijuana. Do you remember that part?
Yes. Yes.
What do you think about that? What's your opinion on that?
I think that, well, for me being, and like I said, I have no problem saying it, I'm legally blind. I'm not going to take Vicodin and stuff for my pain or whatever. So I, too, have my medical license. But as of what he meant by that, I mean, yeah, if the son is old enough, nowadays kids are going to do what they want to do anyway. So for me, I would say, for me being a father as well, you know, if you're 16, 17, 18 years old and you're smoking weed, you might as well smoke it in the house where you're safe, whether it is go out and you know, getting yourself in trouble and making a mistake or something like that. I mean, you know, it's to teach his own. Some people, you know, would say they differ on that. Some people would, you know, but it's no different than having a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old drink a beer. You know, 16, 17-year-old drink a beer, or smoke a cigarette. It's still the same thing.
I'm sorry, man. That is never okay to have any type of minor do any type of narcotics at all. I don't care what Snoop says. Not okay. After the age of 18, you do. I will say this. If you're in your own home and you're in your own residence.
Right.
And you're not influencing anybody, and that's what you choose to do as your own family.
Right.
And you're above the age of 18, and you, it's legal and whatever, all this. I mean, to each his own. That's your choice. But when you start influence the public in any way, I don't agree in any way. I think that was wrong of him to say. I'm sorry. I love you, Snoop. I'm a fan. But that part, I had to point that out, and I wanted to make sure. I mean, you were on the show, and I really wanted to get your opinion, and I'm giving my opinion. This is an opinionated show, and so again, we're just getting opinions here, and we'll see if you guys agree. You hit us up at Easy Way Broadcasting, our fans page Easy Way Broadcasting, or my Twitter Easy Way Broadcast, or Eric Zuli, or Mike's Twitter is NP Mike, right?
NP Mike. Yeah, NP underscore Mike. Yep, NP underscore Mike.
NP underscore Mike. Okay, cool. So we're gonna do something a little different. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to play before we do this, I want, since you're into music, right?
Yes.
I want you to see tell me what you think of this song. why is the song not playing? Well, that's weird. Sorry, guys. That would have been so cool if it transitioned right. This song is supposed to play for some reason. Blog Talk is messing up once again. What is wrong with you, Blog Talk? I'm putting you on blast. Stop it. You're messing up my show. You did this last week, too. I'm pressing play. What's the deal? Hello. Play button's supposed to make sounds, and people enjoy the sounds, and this is promo for independent artists. You're messing up my game here, okay? Come on. I need you guys that we're gonna form a petition against Blog Talk. It's called Get Your Shit Together. I'm sorry. This is really, really bothering me. You know, come on. This is, like, not cool. And I'm telling you guys right now, this is not me. This is Blog Talk Radio. And delete my account if you want. I don't really care because I'm about to leave and go somewhere else. That's why I sent you that not happy email. Get your stuff together, man. People pay you monthly to have a freaking platform, and your stuff doesn't even work. I'm going to click another button, see if this works.
Easy Way Broadcasting.
Okay. There we go. We're working again. So maybe we can – all right. Let's calm down, Eric. It's all good. Let's see if this works. Come on. Emma. Okay, I'm going to pray. Dear Lord, I'm doing my show, and I love my fans, and I love how I do my show, and I love when there's no problems. If you could make this work, I would really, really appreciate it. And thank you for everything you've done. Give me wisdom and light of what I need to see and what my fans need to see for the right things and to connect with like-minded individuals to make a better difference in this world. I'm going to try this one more time. Amen. Okay, well, it takes them some time to hear prayer sometimes. So anyway, that's not working. All right. So anyway, let me refresh my brain here and go back. For some reason, I was trying to play some music. I actually have an artist. She's 14 years old, and she's the most hottest, like, Dirty South type of artist. She came up with this Instagram song. It's just beyond amazing. Unfortunately, we can't do that because Blog Talk needs to get
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
I've heard it. I've actually heard it. I know it. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Short, got the braids. And she was bullied in high school, right?
So you listened to my previous show last week. All right. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I've also listened to the Instagram song is hot. That could do something. That really could. It could really do something in the music scene. Because look, man, that's what I'm talking about right there. Is a perfect example of you know what to do in today's. You know, media entertainment realm, adding a song that's based on, you know, Instagram. You know, she's 14 years old, that's on her way to stardom, and, you know, monetize that song, get it into the right people's ears. She's done made Disney. Simple. You know,
well,
so,
that's,
I mean,
that's,
yeah.
That's what Easy Way does. And so we had a little mm-hmm. meeting with them. We'll see what happens. Well, I appreciate that you did listen last week. So thank you for that. Pretty awesome. I can't actually continue with my fun game because none of my stupid sounds are working on the show. So I'll do it myself with my voice. Because the show must go on, right? No, I'm kidding.
Right.
Anyway, we have about 4 minutes left in the show, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. It's my show. I can say what I want. Blog Talk, get your stuff together. Email me. Hit me up if you got any questions. And Mike, you're doing your thing. I appreciate what you're doing. Definitely want to talk more about how we can do some incentives and give people the ability to be able to get to some of these tools and some of the things that you got going on. Maybe we can put some sort of campaign or contest or something out there to help people that might want to monetize the masses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely down. Definitely sounds interesting. And whoever gets involved would definitely be thrown out there to the masses. I mean, you never know how famous you are until you leave the state that you're in. So,
exactly.
You know?
There you go. There you go.
Right. So I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate your phone. I appreciate everything that you've been doing, you know, helping everybody out. And pretty soon, Easy Way, you will be having a channel on the Tonight Show or taking the place of the Tonight Show, you know, with Eric Zulu.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Entertainment Tonight thing. I've been on ABC and I've been on Fox, so I was like, isn't that good enough? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, yeah, it is. No, it definitely is. I mean, you know, but that just means that you've got one more step that you got your key. You got, man, you've taken the corporate ladder, and you've got a lot more way to go, just like me. So yeah, we've got a lot of stuff ahead of us, you know. But it's cool, man, because you and me, we're not just we're trying to help others that want to be helped. So whoever wants to be helped, hit us up, man. You know what it is.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this training. Guys, it's going to be in Orange County, and you can keep following us for more information on that. You can learn how to monetize your own situation, monetize the masses, we appreciate you guys listening. And Mike, I'm going to probably give you a call afterwards. But guys, this is Easy Talk Live, and you know, like I said, Blog Talk's got to get their stuff together because my cool outro isn't even working. So I'm just going to. Oh, there it goes.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way.
I'm not just going to cut you off like that, Mike. So I guess our stuff's working now. All right. But no, we only got about 90 seconds left, guys. So Easy Talk Live. I appreciate all of our sponsors and all of our DA experts. Make sure you check out daexperts.org. Appreciate everybody that supports us. You guys rock. We'll catch you guys next week. Keep doing it the easy way. Hashtag easy way. Easy Talk Live.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.